They'd also built Charlton Heston out of solid balsa wood. There he stood, greeting us warmly, surrounded by paparazzi. And there's no script. And there's a start date. And the studio is slowly going down the drain.
Now, Sam did show me the script where Willie had written into the margin, terrible, awful, rewrite.
Over the years, MGM had accumulated more than 40 scripts for Ben-Hur, and it was a screenplay written by Carl Tunberg that Wyler carried to Rome.
I certainly remember him agonizing over the screenplay, as he did over every screenplay he worked on.
Tunberg had a script, a completed script, which everybody agreed on. Then they got over to Rome, and Willie started looking at the script and decided there were a lot of things in it that he didn't like.
Gore Vidal, already under contract to MGM, was hired to revise it.
So Sam turned to me, and he said, "Will you have a go at it?" I said, "I would rather die, Sam." And I said, "This is a piece of junk." He said, "I know, but," he said, "I'm asking you as a personal favor." And I said, "Love only goes so far in the movies. Will you let me out of the rest of my contract?" I had 2 more years to run. He said, "Yes, if you come to Rome with William Wyler and me in April." We started in on the script, and at one point I'd done about 10 versions of the scene where the two boys meet. I said, "Willie, let's try something here. Let's make it a lover's quarrel."
"Judah, we must believe in one another. Will you drink to that?"
"With all my heart."
Willie had one ear was deaf and the other he could hear. When he didn't like what you were saying, he would turn this way and he didn't hear a word. When I said lover's quarrel, I suddenly got the good ear, swung my way, and he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, could it be that the two boys had had some sort of emotional relationship first time around? And now the Roman wants to start up again, and Ben-Hur doesn't, and doesn't get the point." Willie said, "Gore, this is Ben-Hur. You can't do that to Ben-Hur." I said, "Well, if you don't do something like that, you won't even have Ben-Hur. You're going to have a motiveless mess on your hands." And he said, "Well, you can't be over." I said, "I'm not going to be over it. I'm not going to give, there won't be one line. But I can write it in such a way that the audience is going to feel that there is something emotional between these two, which is not stated, and which blows a fuse in Masala.
Beg!"
That he is spurned.
"Didn't I beg you?"
So it's a love scene gone wrong. And then over the years, the subject would come up, and I would mention this. Willie said, "That isn't true." And he said, "I don't remember we ever had that discussion." And this has become a famous point of contention between Wyler and me.
Eventually, British playwright Christopher Fry was called in to rewrite much of the dialogue.
So Sam Zimbalist, the producer, and Christopher started rewriting much of the script behind Willie's shooting. He'd shoot one day what they wrote the previous day, and they were just a jump ahead of the devil all the time with him.
He was very keen for the language to reflect the times and the fact that this is a story that was actually taking place 2,000 years ago, so that the language not be current language, but also not be, ridiculous sounding, that it have some poetry to it. What Christopher Fry was doing was changing a line like, "How was your dinner?" to, "Was the meal to your liking?"
"Was the food not to your liking?"
"Indeed.